Good afternoon. We're here with Ron Sano to get an update on the Pagami Creek fire. Thanks for joining us, Ron.
Thank you for inviting me.
What's your position with the fire?
Well, actually, I'm not with the fire. I am with the Minix Type 2 team that was brought in by the Gunflint Ranger District in preparation for a potential outbreak of several other fires. Based on the fact that there was a large lightning storm that came through. I am in contact, though, on a daily basis with the information folks there on the Pagami Creek and am able to shed a little bit of light on what's going on there.
What's your understanding of where the Pagami Creek fire is at right now in terms of a boundary?
Well, the boundary expanded greatly 2 days ago, and the maps that were produced the day following that large expansion were somewhat not accurate because there was so much smoke. A lot of the map perimeter was drawn based on information that was brought in from the field by the firefighters and such. And last night, the smoke lifted off the fire, and they were able to actually go out and do some infrared, some GPS work from aircraft. And we now know that the fire did expand. It expanded mostly to the south and the east. A couple of places it came out of the BWCA. And it did grow to about 100,000 acres in size.
And what's the proximity in relation to Cook County?
On the east side of it, we're within 2 to 4 miles of the Cook County boundary.
How concerned do you think we need to be about that?
Well, as I understand the weather patterns here, rarely in this time of the season would push a fire directly east. However, never say never with a fire, because all it takes is that unusual wind, and we saw that unusual wind event on Monday. I think that the key here is that the listeners need to continue to keep themselves educated as to where the fire is and what the fire is doing. We are trying to get daily updates out to the local community here. I know there's some events planned this weekend that people are just going to want to keep an eye on the news and continue to monitor and keep themselves educated as to where it is. Right now, with the weather we're getting today, all would seem well, but a rain like we've gotten doesn't put the fire out. It makes it lay down. It allows firefighters to make some headway. But as we get closer to the weekend, weather predictions are again for temperatures to warm up, the sun to come out, and we'll start to see some drying down of this little bit of moisture we've got today. And so we're going to want to keep our vigilance.
How has management changed since that period of rapid acceleration you referenced earlier this week?
Well, one of the big changes, and it's in the process of happening right now, is the fire has gained in complexity, and our management teams are rated based on the complexity that the team can handle, the size of the team and the experience. It was being managed by a Type 2 incident management team from Minnesota. It's now going to be managed by a Type 1 team off of the National Register. It's being assembled, and they're in the process of getting into Minnesota. We know that the team hopefully will be here by about 4 o'clock today. They will get with their counterparts. There will be about a 2-day transition period, and then the Type 1 team will take over in a couple of days, probably at the start of the morning shift, usually around 6 o'clock in the morning. That's one of the major things that's happening. We've also been assigned on this fire. The National Guard has sent 4 Black Hawk helicopters. They train annually with the Minix partners so that they can come on to an incident like this. The Black Hawk helicopters are considered heavy helicopters. They're very, very valuable. They carry huge loads of water, a very, very valuable asset that are assigned directly to the Pagami fire. Manitoba has agreed to send down 2 of their water scooping aircraft, which will be signed directly to the fire, and that will also bring to bear great presence should the fire try to get up and take off again.
You touched on this a little already, but when you look at the forecast coming up, what do you anticipate happening with the fire?
Well, we'll have to see what happens here with the moisture that we're receiving today. We were up on the Gunflint Trail and earlier in the day, and it was raining and snowing up there. It's been raining down here in Grand Marais a little bit this afternoon. We'll have to see how much rain actually comes out of this. If it's just a few tenths of an inch, probably what we're going to see is a couple 3 days reprieve. And then if it gets sunny and a little breezy over the weekend, we could expect to see some fire activity again towards the weekend. Fire behavior is basically wind, humidity, and slope play vastly important roles. And what we're talking about here is we've raised the humidity, which lowers the ability of the fire to burn, and we've also cooled down the temperatures, meaning the fire is going to burn a little slower. We're probably going to see slower advances, if any, for the next couple of days. We may see some additional smoke because of the higher humidities, where the smoke is unable to get up and get out as much as just stumble around on the ground.
What other fire incidents should people be aware of in Cook County?
Well, on Monday, there were a couple of other minor starts. There was one up at the end of the Gunflint Trail. I think it was caused by a power line. Suppression forces jumped right on it quickly, were able to secure it. It's in now a patrol pattern, and what we mean by that is it's full suppression effort, and they are monitoring it daily for smokes and hot spots, and when finding them, they're suppressing them. There is one that's out more in the middle of the Boundary Waters area that has been being monitored for several days. It's in an area that's almost impossible to get firefighters into safely, and once in would be very, very difficult to get them out of safely should a blow-up occur like occurred on Monday. It's been attacked by water-dropping aircraft that are on the forest here. It's monitored every day, and when they do see smoke on it, they are hitting it with the water aircraft again. The thing we have to understand is that water drop from above is a very, very valuable tool, but it also needs support from the ground to actually put a fire out. But it will, this effort will keep it secured and keep it minimal in size.
Anything else you want to add, Ron?
Well, there's a couple of places where the public can go to get information besides your radio station, which is doing a wonderful job. They can go to the Minix website, and Minix is a Minnesota Interagency Fire Center. It's www.mnics.com. And then there's also a federal website that's updated and posted daily. That's NCWeb. It's www.incweb.com. And on that, they will find a linkage on both of those sites to sign up for Twitters, which would be notification immediately when something new is posted that there's something there for them to go take a look at. These would be a couple of ways that folks could continue to stay educated, informed as to what's happening out there.
I have .org.
.org, correct.
O-R-G.
If I said .com, I'm mistaken. .org.
And it probably the same for the other
correct.
As well.
Okay. Correct.
All right. Well, Ron, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to further conversations with you and other information officers.
Thank you.